four-letter Italian word for good boy. Bang, B-A-N-G. Where the hell have you been, Manuel?
Manuel.
Whatever. Took you a whole hour to deliver two containers of beer, eh?
That's because Mrs. Gilson's a widow.
What's a widow got to do with it?
Well, she didn't want just beer. She wanted me.
Well, she's a customer and you're young. Where's the money?
Well, she didn't pay nothing. Every time I stuck out my hand, she nibbled on the fingers.
Don't be doity. Go in there to the men's room and take care of the wall.
What's the matter with it?
That poem is back about the old man in Nantucket. Hello, Archie's Place, cold beer on tap, family atmosphere. We cater to straights.
Going down there tonight.
Oh, swell. What a mob. They're fighting for seats here.
Oh, you want me to come down and help you?
Oh, no. I mean, what would you do?
Oh, I could sing.
Well, you see, we ain't got a musical crowd here tonight, Edith. Yeah? We got mostly artists and writers. Hang on just a minute. Hey, crowd there, hold it down, will you? I'm on the horn here. Did you hear the way they quieted down, ain't it? Excuse me. Oh, hello there, sir. Come here, make yourself at home. Make yourself at home. Hey, Edith, I gotta leave you now. A party of six just strolled in here.
Oh, ain't that wonderful? That's good, Archie. Bye-bye.
How's business?
Terrible.
Business is slow, huh?
Oh, well, you know, the saloon business, it can get slow on a Friday night.
Well, why is that?
Well, nobody knows.
You're the proprietor?
Yeah, Archie Buck is the name.
Good. This is for you.
What the hell are you? Some kind of a prostate server?
No, I'm a bill collector. I'll accept cash or a cashier's check for the full amount of $2,800, or your refrigeration unit will be removed next Wednesday.
Oh, come on. What are you trying to do? Put me out of business here? Listen, I mortgaged my house to buy this jank. You want to see me lose my house?
You're breaking my heart.
Oh, wait a minute. All right, I don't want you to be sorry for me. But, geez, you got to be sorry for kids.
Yeah, how many you got?
Five girls. All unmarried. I'll never get rid of them. Three of them's pregnant, one of them walks funny, and the oldest one needs paper.
Hey, kid, you got one daughter named Gloria, a wife named Edith, a son-in-law named Meathead. You worked on a loading dock, you drove a cab nights, you served in World War II.
Well, you're a pretty good snoop there. The only thing you ain't got is where the German shrapnel got me.
Left cheek.
That's right. And it pains me when winter comes. So how'd you like to kiss it and make it better? Hold it there. You ain't gonna be drinking in my drink. You're a spy. Get out of here.
All right.
Get out.
All right. Don't bother me nothing. But we'll see you next Wednesday.
Yeah, well, tell that company of yours you can't squeeze blood out of a tulip.
Hey, that ain't tulip, that's
Tina. Ah, shut up.
What'd I do?
Every place I look, I see an enemy.
Oh, come on, Notch. I'm a friend, ain't I?
Yeah, you're a friend and prove it. Buy something.
Well, I ain't thirsty.
Ah, you're telling me. I can smell it on your breath. It's like an old bar towel. I know where you've been. With the rest of my ex-friends at McFeeney's Topless.
No, I wasn't.
Yes, you was. You love it over there in Dairy Land.
Hey, Arch, could I have a glass of water?
A glass of water? I thought you wasn't thirsty.
Well, after I finish this egg, I'll be
thirsty. Get out of there, you!
Hey, Arch, you got a funny look in your eye.
Yeah, well, you will, too, if I bust you one. Ain't used that payphone, you freeloader?
Oh, boy, you really got problems.
Yeah, you damn right I got problems, and you should have my problems.
I got enough of my own. You gotta know how to handle them.
Oh, tell me.
Well, whenever things get serious with me, I'd take one of these.
Pills.
Yeah, pills.
You'd say drugs.
No, not drugs, pills. My doctor prescribed these for me.
Your doctor give you these?
Yeah, sure, I got plenty of them. They give them to my wife for a weight problem, and I take them when I'm depressed. It's a part of today, huh? Everybody's got them in their medicine cabinet. Take one, go ahead, it'll pick you up.
God, and I read about these things. They get you hopping like a jackrabbit with an inside hemorrhoid.
Oh, no, not these. Regular businessmen take these. Honest truck drivers, athletes. How do you think a fullback gets through a game with a busted knee?
Team spirit.
Don't you read the papers? This is team spirit.
Oh, what are you telling me? I take one of these in 10 seconds, I'm Joe Namath.
Well, in your case, it'll take a little longer. But then it'll hit you.
It'll hit me, huh? Mm. Well, what do you mean, like, vavoom?
More like vavavoom.
Hiya, fellas. I can't stop now. I'm on my way to the can.
Hold it there, Barney. You come into my joint to use the can?
Listen, I couldn't make it home from McFeeney's. I'm up to here in beer.
Hold it. Get back here, Barney. So you take it on at McFeeney's and you let it out at Archie's. You're getting more like your dog, Rusty, every day.
That is gross, Arch. You're getting very gross.
Hey, I told
you what the hell is gross.
Arch, why are you throwing eggs?
Because I ain't got no rocks.
Arch, you're losing control of yourself. Take one of these.
No.
Go ahead.
No!
It'll make you feel better.
I'll take the whole damn bottle.
No. Don't do that. You'll find yourself going to rock concerts. Arch, take it easy, will you? You keep them. I got plenty. I'll just ask my doctor for some more. You know, it ain't the end of the world.
Paper towels.
Hey, listen, Barney, the nicest way to dry your hands is to wave them in the breeze as you're saying goodbye forever.
Boy, no wonder there's nobody in the joint. Look at you.
I will look at you, you fink. Fink off.
This is the last time I'm going to use the can in this joint.
And you still a fink, Barney.
Pick yourself up off the floor, Arch. Be a person.
Rub-a-boom.
Rub-a-boom!
Hello, my name is McNamara. I'm the leader of the band. Although if you were numbers, we're the finest in the land. Oh, we play at wakes and weddings and every fancy ball. And when we play at funerals, we play the march of Saul. Open the door, da-da-da-da. Open the door, da-da-da-da. Take off the chain, da-da-da-da-da. Da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da. You'll move that hot rack, Edith.
Oh, no, Archie. Come on to bed. It's 3 o'clock in the morning.
3 o'clock in the morning. Can you dance the whole
night? Oh, Archie, I don't want to dance.
You won't dance?
What?
I'll make you. You won't dance? I'll dance for you.
Oh, Archie, come on. You got to get your sleep. Let's go to bed. Come
to
on.
Where?
To bed.
What, do you want to go to bed, you naughty guy? You want to go to bed? All right, we go to bed.
Oh.
Bed is better when you wait a little bit for bed. In the meantime, I'm going to do something for you that I promised to do when we first moved into this house. Big surprise. What? Close your eyes, close your eyes. I'll show
Where
you.
Are you going?
I'll show you. I'll be right what? There, right there. Close your eyes, Ada. Close your eyes. Close your eyes.
Yeah.
You ready?
Yeah, I'm ready.
Da-da-da-da-da-da. Uh-huh.
What are you going
to
do?
I'm going to paint the porch. I'll paint upstairs tomorrow, the porch tonight.
Oh, this is beautiful. You're going to wake up the neighbors.
Hey, neighbors. Hi, neighbors. What are you doing? What are you saying? Hey, neighbors.
Get down there, Arch. Wait here. It's quarter to three.
You're on the wrong key there, Barney. It's quarter to three. There's no women that join here except you and me. Let me get after this. I'm going to make that a beautiful chartreuse there, ain't it? Huh? Tomorrow, huh? Oh, I see. You will have your way with me. Huh? Well, if you want me, you're going to get me, baby. Hey, don't yell headache, because I'm going to cure that headache. Tomorrow, Edith.
It's hot cakes and sausage, and if you don't come right away, it'll be cold cakes and sausage.
What's Archie doing out on the porch?
I hope he's not painting it again. Oh, no, he only paints after midnight.
The worse business is at the bar, the crazier he gets.
Hey, boss man.
Come here. Did you meet Hank?
Yeah.
Well, you got the P-I-L-Z.
You know, Mr. Bunkers, you're a lucky man. You don't have to hang around schoolyards to pick up your junk.
Hey, listen. It's junk to me. I can quit anything, anytime.
That's what my cousin said about wearing dresses. Now he's a majorette in the school band.
It's 10 o'clock. Go down and open the saloon. I'll be right there after you.
Hurry up.
All right, eat it now. I gotta get right down to the business. I gotta go.
Yeah, but come on in. Have your hotcakes and sausage.
Now, where's my cigar?
Archie, you can't go to work on an empty stomach.
Yeah, well, I don't want nothing.
Oh, come on. You gotta eat something.
I'll eat my cigars.
Archie, eat your pancakes.
No,
come on, eat.
No. I got no use for food. You know something, the world eats too much. That I might kick food.
Leave me alone.
I don't want to argue. You want me to eat? All right, I'll eat.
That man is on something.
Bananas.
He's on bananas? Oh, my.
Big crowd tonight, boss. I guess you can handle it yourself, huh?
Yeah, sure.
Thanks for the night off.
What night did we say?
Tonight?
This weekend.
Hey, Chief. Are you all right?
Oh, yeah, I'm all right. I'm all right.
Look, just say the word and I stay.
No. You go on, you got a Jake. Your girlfriend will be sorry.
No, she'll understand. I'll tell her somebody stabbed me.
No, don't do that. No, never lie. If there's one thing you're gonna learn working for me, is that a good man never lies.
Look, boss, I'm worried about them fireballs you've been popping. And with the booze, too. The way you've been going, you're gonna be the first bartender on the moon.
Who the hell are you, Ralph Nooter? Go on.
Hi, Daddy.
Hi, Archie.
Hi, Archie. Hi, Matt. Hello, Matt. Look who's here, your family.
Yeah, just the three of us stopped by to say hello.
Me and Gloria and Mike.
Yeah, well, I noticed just coming in the door there. So what, did you come to spy on the old man?
We were just walking around the neighborhood. We wanted a drink. Yeah, that's it. We wanted a drink. I'll have scotch on the rocks.
Bourbon on the rocks. Pepsi on the rocks.
Go ahead. Sit down.
Okay. Go sit over here.
Go ahead. It's nice to see you. I mean, I'm glad to see you all coming in this way, you know. I suppose, looking around, you can kind of tell that business ain't too, what you call, quick tonight, you know? But then in the saloon business, the Saturday nights can be slow.
Really? Why is that?
Nobody knows. But that's okay. I ain't worried, you know. That happens. And business will pick up. See? I ain't worried about nothing. There you are, Pepsi there. There's a bourbon for you, little guest. Got
you.
Aren't you going to have something?
Oh, no, I never touch nothing strong on the job.
Drink up. Here's to Archie's place. Yeah, here, Daddy.
You know, well, listen, you know, I ain't perfect. I make a mistake here. For instance, you know, buying a place, maybe my mind chewed up more than a mind should bite, you know what I mean? But listen, I was reading the papers the other day and seeing in there in the paper one of these guys are called efficiency experts. Efficiency experts, a guy work out a system of things, a system for doing things the right way. See, so I figured, well, I'll answer that there. I get one of them efficiency expert guys and he show me the system. And I'll listen to that guy. See? I will listen to that guy.
Well, that makes sense, doesn't it, Mom?
Michael, doesn't that make sense? Michael? Oh, yeah. Oh, damn right it makes a system. Makes sense, see? And once I get on the system here, then the place start to hum. And one saloon could be two. Two's better than one. And why not three? Three's better than two. But I'll tell you what's best of all. A whole string of saloons. See, a whole string of them there. They could be novelty joints. They could be speciality joints. And I was thinking of crepe service, you know? You see crepe service. Well, maybe I have a crepe service there. Not maybe, the hell with it. I mean, we'll have a crepe service there. And what about the motel, see? Now, you all seen a bar in a motel, but who the hell ever heard of a motel in a bar? Hey, you sell them all they want to drink there, then you charge them to sleep it off in the back. Huh? I ain't got a name for that. Who's the snooze? Who's the snooze? Who's the snooze, huh? Who's the snooze? Hey, and that's the way to success. So even when you're down a little bit there, a little success, see? And you're right up again, you know what I mean?
Daddy, that's sure.
Sure.
Well, yeah, sit down.
Yeah, let me sit down. Well, do you hear about McDonald's? You know McDonald's. The hamburger guy, McDonald. All right, now, what the hell was McDonald? Well, just a guy like me, starting out with a shack and a hot plate and a couple of pounds of raw meat. That's all. Now the guy's a multi-billionaire. He's so rich, he don't have to eat his own hamburger for the rest of his life. Oh, geez, look at this. See, the flour's gone out of there. Here. So, hey, McDonald's. Boy, big, yeah, but he ain't the only guy. McDonald's with his arches, see? McDonald's arches. What about Archie's arches? See, Archie's golden arch. Archie's arches, huh? That sound good? I have a sign up there, see? Over 1 billion belts of booze board. Hey, that's good. I say that fast. 1 billion belts of booze board. Say that fast. Say it.
1 billion
belts of booze board. Say it faster than that. 1 billion belts of booze board. 1 billion belts of booze board. Yeah, see?
1 billion
belts of booze. And people will be trying to say that all over. They have it on the television quiz shows. You know, say it fast. 1 billion belts of booze board. And that's good for business. A better business. Business better, better business. Say that, business better.
Better business, better business.
Yeah, better business. See, and then, you know what? I see there also, gas station, see? But that ain't a gas station. Because the pumps, they ain't pumping gas. Huh? They ain't pumping gas. You know what the pumps are pumping? There's a pump for bourbon. A pump for scotch. And then there's a premium pump, little girl. You know what the premium pump is pumping there? Champagne.
Beautiful ideas,
Sam. It's a really high. Oh, look, there ain't no flower in there.
Yeah. Archie, why don't you close up and come on home?
Home is wherever the operation is. The operation can go anywhere all over the world. Even the operation can go Russia, China, huh? Even to the North Pole, where you got free ice cubes all around you there, huh? You know about that?
Arch, what do you say I help you close up for tonight, huh?
Close up is to close down. To close down is to go bust. You don't do that. You stay open all the time. Archie's be open all the time. You start out this way. Here's the scam. One bar here. See? One bar in Queens. And then from Queens, then you spread out. You see? Yep. Hey, eat it here. Hey, take the flour from here and put it in here. See? And then you spread out. You go up to Jersey. What? I don't want to talk about it. I hate Jersey all my life. I don't want to go to Jersey, no. We go to Connecticut, see? Up there with all the swells in Connecticut. And then when the wintertime comes along, the swells all go down to Florida there. You move the operation down to Florida with them because anything that goes big in Florida, boy, that's big every place. See, the whole thing down there, the curb service down there, see? And the booze and snows there, big and best of booze bought and all of that. And the pumps with the bourbon and scotch and champagne. You make a millionaire eat it, you know? You make a millionaire. Oh, hey, don't look like that. I know what I'm doing. I know what I'm doing, Edith. I don't know what I'm doing at all. I don't know what I'm doing here. I tried eating, you know. And God knows I tried. But I was wrong. I should have listened to you, darling, you know. You told me not to open up no bar. But I wanted to be something big, you know. What the hell with it, I guess. I'm just a working man. And that's all I'll ever be. But I didn't mean no harm, either. I didn't mean no harm.
It's all right, Archie.
I didn't mean no harm.
Everything's gonna be all right, Archie.
I didn't mean no harm. I didn't mean no harm.
All in the Family was recorded on tape before a live audience.